Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Please, God, make it stop. All right. So we are, by the way, the Rod Allen drop, it never gets old. Not to me, it doesn't.
I haven't heard it in so long, I actually giggled again.
I know. That was kind of one of those we overdid, so you take it off the board.
Right.
But you're like, now it's retro. You feel like, okay, I want to wear that hat again. We may need to add it back.
Yeah.
But
I got a feeling it'll be like Thanksgiving.
We'll wear that out by the time the turkey hits the table. I know that. It's interesting with the song, though. Like, we're going to get, like, some of these Lions issues are so annoying to me. Like, now we've got to talk about Alex Anzalone. Really? That's like the ultimate chair drop to me, but we're going to do it. And also, too, some of the rivalry stuff, because my response is what rivalries? But I want to offer one thing. That song plays into something because I am going to be attending the first Friday night wedding of my life this evening.
Ever.
Now, normally, hate weddings. They're just a time suck. They're a financial commitment. They oftentimes take you to other places. And really, they've only got a 50% shot of lasting. So it's kind of a tough bargain. So like what, you
way to sell it, Mike.
Well, I'm selling your reality. They're a tough thing.
Last wedding I went to had a little speakeasy at the end where I was like, hey, we got burgers and sliders coming. So.
Right. But you get my point. Like, it's a tough sell.
Yeah.
Especially if they take you out of town or if you're in the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Now, none of that is the case. I'm very fond of the people getting married tonight. I'm excited. But here's what's interesting. I just wanted to run this by you of all people. You and the listeners know my animus towards fall weddings. I think fall weddings are selfish. I think fall weddings have a higher divorce rate. These are all factual. It's like you can't win with a ginger idiot quarterback.
Is this a balding point guard?
Is the Friday night wedding might be the best thing on earth because you know what's not disturbed? My Preakness Day. My Saturday. Like it, and it shortens the window of how long this event can even be. Friday right. night weddings kind of condense.
It's on the clock.
The marital festivities. It's a parking meter. Mm-hmm. You show up at 6, that meter is probably out by 9.
Mm-hmm.
You got married.
Yeah.
We had a conversation. I gave you an envelope. The food was delightful. The sun just went down. Adios. Is the Friday wedding the actual silver bullet to this fall wedding issue?
It is.
It's, just get married Friday night.
It's the cheat code.
I never knew these were real.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like, well, that's because they just didn't want to spend any money. No, people are doing this now because apparently getting married, you can't book spots. If you want a Saturday, it's like 2 years out at some of these spots.
Fridays are actually cheaper. So, yes, if you're trying to save money and you're getting married.
I'm excited.
You get married on Friday, but it's got to be on Saturday. Why?
Yeah, I'm excited, and I get the hell out of here sooner. Even better. Thank you for getting married. You know who you are. Thank you. Your love saved me today.
Now, see, that hurt.
That's hurt.
I don't care.
That's right.
Everyone's in the path of the bullet today. So, look, this was my question. The Friday night wedding thing should be more of a thing, right?
Yes. Especially in the fall, it should be required.
Like, you're missing Rutgers USC. Who cares? Plus, tonight, I don't have to stress about game six. Don't even need to watch it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. If the Celtics force game seven, God bless. If they don't, I avoided 2.5 hours of ball breaking.
That's
all
fair.
In the name of love.
No, that's fair.
Of so marital bliss.
So wait, so you won't have it on your phone?
No, no.
You won't pull out the phone one time or a tablet or nothing?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Like I said, if I didn't like the people and I was being dragged to this, it would be different. I genuinely really think a lot of the people getting married. I'm excited for both of them.
No, but yes. Friday weddings are fantastic because you're right.
This is like clear Pepsi.
You're on.
What an idea.
You're on the clock. Let's hope it lasts longer than clear Pepsi.
That joke wrote
what
itself.
What an idea. Great idea.
Very little shelf life. Possibly the little shelf life ever. Sorry.
It was
here's what I just question now. I got to ask Kenny now. Friday night wedding.
I'm not opposed to it.
Nah. Friday night wedding.
Oh, I see what he's doing here.
We're not.
Friday night
we're
wedding.
Not, no, we're not doing this.
Yes.
We're not going to do it. We're not talking about
buddy,
it.
Buddy, I got news for you. You're in process. Friday night wedding.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Come on, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you going to get married in the fall?
No, I won't get married in the fall. It'll be summertime.
Friday night in the summer. Friday night wedding. Can I at least book out the Triple Crown? Friday night wedding.
You can say Friday night wedding all you want. It's not going to be like,
Friday
now
night.
I get it.
Come
Friday
on.
Night wedding. Friday night wedding. Oh, I think I'd do a Friday night wedding now. No.
Has this been a discussion with you and your bride to be?
No. It's going to be a Saturday.
No.
For us. It needs to be Friday afternoon. We don't show up for work.
What if I triple the envelope? Friday night wedding.
Friday night wedding. All right. Yeah. You're talking interesting game, my friend. Sold to the man in the floral shirt.
By the way, I'm the only one. I thought, oh my God, it's 85 and sunny. I went back and changed today because I thought the Floral Friday program would begin. I walk in, the two of you yutzes are dressed for funerals, and at least David's in a vacation level shirt.
What? This is not a for a funeral.
Snoopy shirt would be a little disrespectful.
I looked at the weather next week. It's going to go down to the 50s. I don't feel good about starting it when it's going to be 50s next week.
No, I made a mistake.
So just for the record, it was wrinkled. I was like, oh, this is wrinkled. I hadn't worn it all winter. So
I mean, and it's technically not. I don't know that
you are more floral. That's the most floral we can expect from you.
Think these are pieces of mint because it's like a mint julep shirt.
I'm going to tell you this, though. Once I do activate Floral Friday, day one, Floral Friday number one, you will remember and it will be talked about.
Friday night wedding? Let me ask you a question. In a respectful manner, could we do a conference call with your fiance? And I could just espouse the virtues of Friday night wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
I'm just excited about this tonight because I'm left alone tomorrow. And that's the greatest gift my buddy
leaving
could
Mike
give me.
Alone, we've discovered, whether it be the bodyguard from the Pittsburgh Pirates game, anything that keeps Mike by himself most valuable thing ever.
It's my quantum of solace. I just like peace and quiet. Listen, excited for tonight, but I'm excited because it's Friday night. Friday night wedding. Kenny. Think about it. More venues are going to be available.
It's being considered.
You'll save some cash.
It's being considered.
And I'll triple the envelope.
It's definitely being considered.
Baby.
You see, now you're making sense. Now you're saying things that make sense.
And if you do it on a night before a Triple Crown race, I'll throw in a free pick five ticket.
What?
Friday night wedding?
Friday night wedding.
Question mark?
Oh boy.
It's like a scratch-off ticket, but different. That's all. David, question for you. Can we, do you have any, am I being bad by saying I'm excited about a Friday night wedding and I get left alone on Preakness Day? Like,
I don't know. Why would that be bad?
Does the church look down on Friday night weddings?
No.
You just want your money.
We'll marry someone whenever.
Okay.
Tuesday, just, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
wait
Sunday.
Wait a minute, Kenny. Thursday night wedding?
Let's do a 3-day wedding. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night wedding.
And surrounded around a Tigers Day game, we won't be here all week. It'll be the Kenny Cott Festivus of Love.
You know how much I love a good Tigers Day game. So this is the ultimate.
That means we can do a Wednesday night wedding.
I like it. I like it.
And then, you're not going to go to work on Thursday, bright Thursday morning after a long wedding. I mean, that's brutal. You got to take Thursday off.
I'm excited.
And then while you're at that, you might as well take Friday off too.
I just wanted to throw it out there for any of you thinking of getting married in the fall, Friday night wedding. We have found the answer. I am so excited I have a Friday night wedding
tonight.
I'm shocked
you had never.
Never. Never.
Yeah, I mean, because
I got a couple.
On Saturday, you got your whole weekend.
Rico, listen, I'm just calling it what it is. We lost a few soldiers to the fight. They're waiting for their second go around. They haven't announced their wedding plans yet. You got a couple of guys that are still married. You get to a certain point in your life, there aren't too many scarecrows left standing.
No, I mean, early on, your 20s and 30s, yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
It was just the first time. It's weird because you're going to be sitting there is this allowed?
This is great. I'm so pumped
really
up.
So I've been lied to all this time to think that you had to give up an entire Saturday to do this.
That's the other thing.
And you can do it on a Friday.
Friday night wedding, and don't have anybody in your wedding. All unnecessary. All unnecessary. All you're doing is bilking your friends out of money. No more. No more bridesmaids. No more groomsmen. Nobody. Just get married. We're all here for you. We'll give you a nice fat envelope.
I don't know about that,
just
man.
Get married. We don't need it. Everybody's here. But I'm pumped up, David. That parking meter starts at 6 tonight. Preakness Day tomorrow, unfettered. I am excited. This is great. Kenny, Friday night wedding.
And even more, people are going to leave you alone after that. You're going to be all by yourself.
What's the problem with that?
No problem at all.
Saturday? Can you imagine if this wedding was Saturday? Then I'd have the iPad for the horses. I mean, nobody wins in that scenario.
Friday night wedding.
Friday night weddings, higher percentage of love.
Love quotient times 100.
David, lower divorce rates, it's science.
Where did you read that stat at?
Don't worry about it monthly.
Kenny, it's right up there with you can't win with a balding player.
You can't. Name one team who's won with a balding player.
Or a ginger quarterback.
Also name any notable ginger quarterback.
You know, Gator has that list of things he doesn't like or whatever. We should make one for Mike, except about things you can't win with.
No
ginger
facts.
Quarterback.
No facts. According to him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it was Saturday and it just timed up right where the race is coming down to the wire and Mike's favorite is going and he just jumps up in the middle of the ceremony.
Yes! No, even worse.
I love this couple.
Even worse, this happened in 2016. One of my best friends, and I was the best man in his wedding, and as soon as he said when he was getting married, my mind immediately went, oh my God, oh, that might be Belmont weekend. So what happens? American Pharoah is going for the Triple Crown. We're on one of these monster party buses. Guess what the bus doesn't have? Wi-Fi. Guess what happened? It was max headroom. If you're old, the horse froze, pixelation. I didn't get to see American Pharoah win the Triple Crown. I could have burned a hole through his skull with my glare.
I only know.
Especially because he had a stupid little bow tie on.
I know your frustration because that happened in Cleveland when I was at the Michigan State game and they had Derek Queen shot at the end of the game on the Jumbotron. The entire crowd is watching it and he goes up and then they cut back to the action in Cleveland.
Oh, no.
And we're all like, what just happened?
Dude, they're at the top of the stretch for 40 minutes, David. I got frozen. I've never let him forget it, but he's one of my best friends. He's a wonderful guy, and he married a wonderful
woman. But Fridays, yeah. In the fall, Friday should be option number one.
Kenny Cott, Friday night wedding. Come on, buddy. That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll get a few of the calls. We are going to get to business. What?
What if we got him a custom-made hot dog roller?
Listen to me.
With an extra salsa warmer at the bottom.
I will pay. I will pay for a hot dog truck at Kenny's wedding. I will get the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile at Kenny's wedding it's a Friday night wedding.
Wow.
Friday night wedding.
Kenny, think of the wedding photos.
Yeah, and then think of the divorce that happens 2 years later. Like, can you believe he did this to me?
I'll have to 6X the envelope.
No. Let me show you.
This mother.
Let me just show you the picture.
Can you
of our
believe
wedding?
He right did here, that right to
here.
Me?
Yeah. No, no. Here it is. Here it is. He thought this was a good idea. Yeah, oh, yeah. That look familiar? Yeah, that's the Wienermobile. Yeah.
Is that Kenny toasting hot dog water?
It's the most.
Yes, it is.
It's the best day of my life. It's one of the most memorable days of my life. What did he do? He came down in a hot dog suit driving the Wienermobile.
You know how most people have a little chocolate fountain? We had ketchup and mustard. Hot dog water.
Is Kenny wearing a hot dog bun as a tie? Don't worry about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, everybody.
I was supposed to read after that.
Friday night wedding.
All right, Friday night wedding's off. We cancel it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Great convo. We'll have that one a little later.
All right.
I'm going to get to the callers. We'll get some ticket texts. And then, yes, listen, we're going to do one segment on Alex Anzalone, and he's not at the OTAs, and he wants a new contract. And I'll give you every reason why I'm not giving him one. And then you can vilify me and tell me I'm a terrible human being. But I'm going to give you reasons. You can say you agree or disagree. I'm going to go to Mike first, then we'll talk to David. Mikey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, hey, Mike. Sir.
Yeah, I actually had a fall Friday night wedding, and it turned out to be absolutely perfect. And it wasn't anything we kind of did intentionally. My wife really liked the date. It was 11-11-11, and it just happened to work out. And a lot of people thought it was kind of odd at first. But, I mean, afterwards, everybody liked it. We didn't ruin anybody's whole weekend.
That's right.
The whole thing took maybe 4 hours. We exchange our vows at like 6 o'clock and people were leaving before 10.
You're nailing
it.
Oh, that's Mike. That's the program they're running tonight. They got like a 7-minute vow deal. We're going to hang out for a few hours. Everybody go their separate ways. They're going to head off to honeymoon. Everybody's happy. No one's going to be upset to be there tonight. It's perfect.
Yeah, I had a buddy do the online ordained thing. It took like 5 minutes.
That's what David did.
And we were done. Oh.
Mike, you're a genius. You're a trailblazer. You're a trendsetter. That's the reality, thanks, Michael. It also made me sad thinking back to falls around 2011 when State had a football team. Those were the days. David, ticket text, please.
Thursday night wedding is the most elite because then Fridays are off also.
Kenny, Thursday night wedding? That she'll never abide that?
Yeah, between that and the hot dog cart, I don't think it's going to go very well.
Champagne flutes with hot dog water.
No. This is supposed to be the most special day of my life, and look what you've turned
into. I'm making it special.
Wait, but think about it. You can cutting down on the dinner expense. You know, hot dogs.
I would love to hear you try to explain that to her.
I will.
If you listen, I'll tell you this. If you talk her into it, I'm down.
I'll lay on the grenade. I'll talk to her.
All right.
Let me just at least sell her on what our vision of her special day is for you.
These you figure that out, I'll tell you. You can do anything you want.
Okay, but no. These are gourmet hot dogs, okay? You can't
get
these
anywhere,
store,
all right? Right.
No. Kenny's dressed up as a hot dog bun. She's dressed up as a giant thing of mustard. I mean, can you imagine those photos?
There's several jokes to be made here, but I will not make them. It is a Friday. I will not get in trouble.
No. Oh, yeah. Are we getting DJ Mustard at the wedding?
That would be the ultimate, wouldn't it be? I do.
Mustard!
Right!
We're trying to make this nice for you.
Wait. You know, here comes the bride. When she comes down, Kenny walks down the aisle.
Everybody's eating their whore's divorce, little possum stew poppers or whatever it's going to be at this thing.
Now you've done it. Now you've gone too far. No more Thursday wedding. No Friday wedding. It's going to be in the middle of fall. Michigan State. That's when it's going
to
be.
Thanks. You know what? That doesn't even hurt anymore. MSU doesn't show up to the games. Why would I? David, the ticket text, please. Robert, stop.
All right, that's enough. This one's just for you, Kenny. It says, this topic is really hitting home. I used to work at a premier wedding venue. Friday night weddings were about 30% cheaper.
That's right.
Also attended the wedding at the Henry Ford Museum and have photos with all my buddies in front of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Kenny.
There you go.
Kenny, now we got the venue. Little Wednesday afternoon at the Henry Ford.
We pushed it back to Wednesday now. It's like you started Friday. You're like, I can talk myself into that.
I'm going to get your wedding planned on such an obscure time slot. They pay you to get married there.
Oh, Monday night.
It's more in the envelope. That's all that is.
That's it. Go ahead, David. Then we'll get to this pressing matter of Alex Anzalone's contract.
For Sunday night.
I am standing in 5 weddings, attending 8 this year.
No.
All Fridays. It's horrible, Mike, because as a standing person, you have to take that day off and potentially Thursday if there's a rehearsal.
You know what? I bet you that person's in their 20s. I remember that summer. It was a summer where, my buddies.
Hey, shoot me straight. How many made it?
One didn't. I think the rest are The rest are good. One is iffy.
Uh-oh.
What is happening?
One didn't make it.
One is currently at the Sky Judge under review.
Iffy.
David, it's
this marriage is under review. It's wait for the Sky Judge.
It is. That's the best way I can describe it.
Wow.
But everybody else?
We're going to Secaucus, New Jersey for Steve Javi's review of your marriage.
You know what? Iffy. You know how things are like
what is Mike Prayer think of this wedding?
You know how like the Vegas line is 1.5? He's the half. We don't know exactly where it's at right now.
It's hanging in the balance.
It is. We're waiting on the recount.
I used to work as a chauffeur, and I've done a Wednesday night wedding before. Okay.
Whoa. Kenny, Wednesday night wedding.
At this point, just make it Monday. We'll take the whole week off.
We do it Monday night during Lions Box. Yeah, they'll pay you to get married.
Right.
We can do that Monday night. We can take all week to do it. I can take care of that for you.
You just listen. We're going to make it happen for him. But the Friday night wedding thing, I'm very excited tonight because I'm left alone tomorrow.
And honestly, I wish more people would do it in the fall because it's the whole fall Saturday thing. I don't know when that became a thing because I always thought you got married in the summer. And now it's just like everybody like when you get, it's going to be in the fall. It's going to be beautiful. No, it's not.
Well, here's hope for Kenny. We're talking about a hot dog. Everything happening, right?
Oh, boy.
Married a ginger. in the fall on a Friday with a nacho bar. Just celebrated our 10th anniversary, Rob, in St. Clair Shores.
Is Rob bald? Because then that would be the trifecta of everything.
No, but the difference is they're not Detroit Lions. You know, they're not Boston Celtics.
No. You said, you know, the ginger.
Yeah, you can't win a championship with one. Doesn't mean you can't be married to one.
Okay. But you said they have no soul.
Well, they don't. I mean, it makes things more negotiable, I guess. I don't
Which
know.
Which is why you can have a nacho bar.
That's right. That's no soul. You do whatever you want. All right. We've taken this far enough. Alex Anzalone wants a new contract. I say no. We're going to talk about this next, and you guys tell me where you're at with it. 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so let's talk Lions for a minute. And there's no yelling or anything. I want your guys' take. Maybe it's a ticket text thing or if there's enough interest. Phone lines are wide open. So Alex Anzalone is not participating in the voluntary, in heavy air quotes, OTAs. Wants a new contract. He signed through this season. And I guess for me, here's how I look at it. I'm respectful of what Alex Anzalone has brought here since he arrived in 2021. He's been one of your defensive anchors. He plays hurt. He plays tough. And he's a high character guy. But he's going to be 32. I've already paid Derek Barnes, who, just so we're accurate, Derek Barnes has a cap figure of nearly $9.5 million. Why is that relevant? There is no world where Alex Anzalone takes a deal under Derek Barnes, meaning you will have the better part of $20 million tied up in off-ball linebacker before we get to the Jack Campbell discussion. Now, here's my issue. The Lions are sitting with $42.3 million in cap space. But part of all of this that I get upset about is Brad Holmes talks about, well, we have bills coming due. The problem is he's creating those bills. When you sign Derek Barnes and his deal balloons to basically $10 million next year, you created that bill. Mm-hmm. Who needed to run and sign Derek Barnes? Even John Jansen, and I look, John and I differ on a lot of things, but John knows football. John understands the game, played the game. Even John was taken aback by what they paid Derek Barnes. If you do this, you're creating another bill. Mm-hmm. And all of the early signings, like, look, you signed Kirby Joseph. We talked about this the day it happened. I go, why don't you just put him under the transition tag? Let him hunt his own deal. We'll worry about it later. Instead, you paid him. You backloaded the deal. So now that's going to be a bill that comes due. All of it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to pay off-ball linebackers. And let me be more specific because I don't want slander. If you're an off-ball linebacker who's not a stand-up edge, like a Micah Parsons, right? If you're an off-ball stand-up guy.
And basically think an old-school linebacker. Right.
And look, not disrespecting Alex Anzalone in any way, shape, or form. But on my power ranking of things I've just got a rush to do, look, Alex is a veteran. If he doesn't want to be at OTAs, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not running to the altar to pay this guy.
No.
Does that make me a villain?
No, it doesn't. I was thinking the same thing. Like, wait, why is he not showing up? Well, he wants more money. Like, I guess this is the Lions version of Trey Hendrickson, where he's upset and everybody else got taken care of but him. But I don't see him as this high priority. And you're right with the age, and he's going to come in there asking for it. I'm thinking at least $10 million. And you're not that new type of linebacker where you're that can, you know, a hybrid rush edge type of thing. No, I'm with you at this, Alex. This is your last year.
I would love to know is what Lions are they not going to sign? I mean, they are really on a roll of signing.
When they took Montgomery, I said this was an Oprah show at that point.
Look, everybody's getting David Montgomery, but I'm with you. Why sign him in October? Do you realize David Montgomery, I think, is the number 8 highest paid back in football?
And
it's in a timeshare.
And when you have the offensive line that you have, that's a plug and play position where you could put anybody back there and they will get results.
Which is why I thought it was ridiculous.
And if you don't believe
it a few years ago, but okay.
Niners
were the kings of just starting
and
bums.
You know what? And I think at that point they said, what if we just go out and get the top of the line?
But
it was like you had Jamal Williams and he worked out and then he left and then you got Montgomery and he worked out.
And you drafted Gibbs.
Right.
I think there has to be some lines drawn in the sand here, but they don't seem to be drawing them. We'll see what they do with Anzalone. But no, you play the season out. Yeah. And if he wants to come back, you talk about it then. And if he doesn't, I wish you good luck on the open market as a 32-year-old off-ball linebacker. I don't know what to say. Yeah. Look, teams have to be cold-blooded. It's not a field trip. Not everybody gets the participation trophy. And I'm so confused why they are just running to sign all their own people, even what we deem to be non-essential.
You're right, because some of them can be transition tags where, you know what, show me your value, and if somebody wants to pay you that, then you go ahead and you go make that money, son, because we're not going to pay you here.
Just let them go.
But you're actually bidding against yourself right now, and then you're talking about, well, you know, we had to have all this money. Like you said, you're creating your own bills.
I mean, my guess for Anzalone, it's a guess, maybe two at 20? Two at 22?
Yeah.
You know, like, am I ready to tie up that type of money in a couple of off-ball linebackers? Yeah. No, I'm not.
I mean, I'm trying to think who got the...
Well, Derek Barnes is getting essentially a cap, all-in cap, 9.5. The base is 8 plus a 1.5 bonus in each year. And those cap hits are full. So if that's 9.5, I'm just spitballing. Let's say Anzalone gave a hometown discount. Let's say it's the same deal Barnes signed. It's still, for all intensive purposes, $10 million against your cap.
Right. I'm just kind of looking at some linebackers that just sound like Greenlaw signed with the Broncos at $10.5 million a year.
Right. So why would Anzalone feel like he's lesser than a guy who's off a blown Achilles?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just, David, go ahead. You're, there's no yelling. I just wanted to, because the story's out there.
No.
And I wanted to do one segment on it.
This would be exactly what your team is. David, it's the one thing I love about the Steelers.
Let them walk away.
They do not. They are the antithesis of the Lions. They don't fall in love with anybody.
No, you have your guys that are franchise type guys, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt. But you're right. They let everyone else, you know.
Yeah, when you're a rookie, they show you your nameplate slides in and out. Okay. There it is.
Yes. And I know I'm not the GM. I'm not Brad Holmes. But yes, I looked at the salary cap table. I look at it all the time, and I just assume, I mean, good for Anzalone to ask for it, but I looked at it and I always assumed that he would be gone after this year. Mm-hmm. There would be no way, and I'm saying no way because you got too much already in the linebacker position, and then you're trying to sign Aiden, which I wouldn't do it right now, but you're trying to sign Aiden, and you're trying to sign, you sign Kirby. I just always saw it as he's never going to be here in 2026.
And David, it's kind of like his position has evolved. It's like the mobile quarterback now. That standalone Tom Brady type that just stands in the pocket, that's a disadvantage. You want a quarterback who has some wheels, who can move. You want a linebacker that you can move to the edge. You want that Micah Parsons type of guy. That's not really his forte.
Yeah, and I thought they drafted Jack Campbell to eventually replace Alex Anzalone. So why would you re-sign him?
See, David's hinting at something here. And I understand, right? You want to have options. It's a lot like A.J. Hinch in the roster optimization. But when you draft a first-round linebacker, only to turn around and pay two other linebackers on the roster $10 million a year, that doesn't compute to me.
Right.
So look,
and real talk. I mean, nothing. He's not that special linebacker that you're like, wow. You know, you always got to know where he's at on the field. But I mean, when offenses are scripting up, are looking for certain players. You need to know where Aiden Hutchinson is. You need to know where McNeil is.
Look,
you need
Anzalone
to know where Branch
is. He plays with great speed.
He does.
He plays physical. Again, I don't want this to be, and you're not doing it, but God help us. Lion fans are the most tin-eared fan base in the league right now.
Right. He's not Roquan Smith. He's not Fred Warner.
Even a light critique, people think it's slander. I'm fine with Alex Anzalone, but he's under contract. So I don't have to do nothing. And I'm not doing it. But I won't be surprised in the least if by the time we talk to you guys on Monday, Alex Anzalone's got a new deal. Nothing will surprise me anymore.
No, you're right.
So just keep your eye on it. I don't want to say a developing story. That makes it sound like we're doing like wartime coverage. But it's just something that Lions coaches, including Kelvin Shepard, were forced to comment on today. Yeah. So keep your eye on it.
I mean, he's become the Lions version of Trey Hendrickson, where he's not happy because all his boys got taken care of. And he's still waiting for a deal.
248-539-9797. We will get to a football today. We do want to talk about, you know, MLB is pimping out this weekend as rivalry weekend. And we started really looking around and going, well, what rivalries are around in sports? We'll get into it at 3. Look, and here, case in point, our rivalry weekend is here. I don't know. Tigers and Blue Jays? Is that a rivalry?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just an excuse for Canadians to come to Detroit.
The Battle of Cecil Fielder.
Also a reminder to Mark Ryan, Toronto fans are going to be here. Try to not have your head explode. Okay, so yesterday, we're having a little fun. We're mixing in NFL, but we're just, you know, touching the table. You know, a little Rocky Balboa maroon jacket action with a little college football. As we are now 99 days from week 0. Yesterday, we did some of the big overriding issues in a blitz. Today, David, you have something different.
Let's go through some coaching. Top 10 coaches in college football today. I think there'll be some controversy in it.
Okay.
Let's start with number 10 here. And I'm sure there'll be some guys missing. I really do. There'll be some guys missing. You guys can talk about it. Number 10, Matt Campbell from Iowa State. 99-66 ranking. Record at Iowa State.
You got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop with this Matt Campbell thing.
See?
Listen, I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but to be in the top 10, you have got to have playoff appearances. You have got to have a national championship. You have got to be an ace recruiter. You have got to be a CEO. Matt Campbell had a bounce back year last year. Iowa State was better. But that's still a guy who, correct me if I'm wrong, they haven't won the Big 12 since 1943. I can't have Matt Campbell number 10 overall. That's me. Rico, if I'm being too hard on the guy, go ahead.
No, you're not. I mean, his time has come and gone. I mean, think about this. Back when Dan Campbell got the job as the Lions, Matt Campbell was the hot coach because Dan was like, yeah, tell him I'm Matt so I can get this job interview. And ever since then, he's kind of fallen off the cliff, David.
Yeah, this was their first double-digit win season in program history, and they're lauding that from 79 through his hire, they only had three bowls and 11 players taken in the first round. And it's 9 years. They have three bowl wins, 12 players drafted in the first round.
That's all well and good. Not a top 10 coach.
I agree.
You know what? And I bet you I know why. It's probably because longevity, because he's been there and a lot of other coaches have moved around.
Number nine, a record of 167-86 at Utah. It is Kyle Whittingham.
That one I have no problem with. It's a guy who has won the Pac-12. It's a guy who's had playoff caliber teams. It's a guy who has big wins. And, you know, again, Cam Rising getting hurt, kind of derailed each of the last 2 years. But I think Whittingham does a really good job.
Yeah, I heard he's a game time decision. Oh, wait, he just retired. No, but Utah was probably the best team that most people never saw.
Yeah, he's won nine or more games seven times between 14 and 2022. Number eight on the list, James Franklin.
You know what? I'm going to abstain. I'm just staying out of this.
I need to see the rest of the list, but I wonder if a lot of this is just on longevity. He's been at Penn State. Yes, he has won a lot of games. Some may say meaningless, but he's won games. Now, when he plays against the big boys, that record is going to be totally different. But he's feasted off of the bad teams and the average teams. So I can understand why he's on there. But if you had to win one game to save your life, I'm not calling Penn State and asking for him.
So let me give you this, because this is an ESPN article and they had writers voting on it. Let me give you what they said about him. The voting for Franklin brought a wide range of opinions. Five people left him off of their ballot, and their biggest supporter had him at five. So that's a giant range of off the ballot to number five.
David, I mean, he's one of those guys where tell me the big game that he's won, because the next one will be the first one.
So keep that one, because you said we'll see what the rest of the list. Keep that one in your Rolodex there. Number seven, Kalen DeBoer, Alabama.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. For what? Having the same damn quarterback who was 30 damn years old at UW, then he goes to Alabama and he can't turn Jalen Milroe into anything but a pile of mush? Are you kidding me? Okay, did a nice job at Fresno State. Hold on, here's the slow golf clap. Are you nuts with that? Man, that's your boy.
No, leave me out of this. No, you're right. What it is it's almost like that Brady Belichick thing. Who made who? Was it Penix that made him? Did he make Penix? We're going to find out, but you're right. This year is his year. Now, Alabama's not going to put up with mediocre. You know that. He'll be fired.
They ain't putting up with three losses.
Right. That's mediocre. Like we'd kill for three losses in East Lansing. Three losses there, you're fired.
Might kill for five.
So for those wondering, why are you doing this on May 16th? That's why. Because I told you, there were some issues with this list that I saw.
Listen. It's okay. Not everything has to be all NFL all the time.
Yeah, and I think also with DeBoer, because he got the Bama job, he got the Bama bump.
Number six, Dan Lanning.
My issue with Dan Lanning is he's turning into James Franklin light. You're at Oregon. You have all the money. You have some of the most well-heeled NIL in America. They're getting every player. But when it comes to big games, what happened? Look at 2 years ago. He had two cracks at UW. Lost them both. He gets in these big games. Where is it?
You're still upset over losing those bets to
me, aren't you? Because that team was 7 to 10 points better than UW, and Dan Lanning didn't have him ready to play. Now, look, even though they beat Ohio State in the regular season, Will Howard lost his mind. What happened in the playoff? Oh, here, I know. Wait a minute. Dan Lanning can be on the list, but another year where he doesn't win the big one?
Yeah, winning the Big Ten title. Yeah.
Whoopity doo-dah.
Number five, Steve Sarkisian, Texas.
He's the best play caller in the country, I'll tell you that. Top five coach?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, he's got a lot of resources.
He still does brain dead stuff inside the 10-yard line, though. Oh, boy. But, yeah, you know what? They might win the whole damn thing this year. I can't keep him off top 10. Might be a little high on this list.
He has NFL talent, and he wins with the NFL talent.
Number four, from Notre Dame coach, Marcus Freeman.
Stud.
33-10 at Notre Dame.
I love Marcus Freeman, so that's my answer. I'll leave the rest to Rico.
No, I'm with you. It's just funny. I mean, he's still young as far as coaches, but if you extrapolate what he's going to do, I think that he will have Notre Dame at a national title type of caliber where they're going to actually win one of these things.
Once he gets a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Riley Leonard wasn't it.
No, that was not the answer last year.
No, but
first drive, great.
But the fact that you got to the national title game with Riley Leonard, that's why you're there.
Yeah. There's one name that if David says it, I'm walking out of here.
Well, it may be this one, number three, Dabo Sweeney.
No, it's not the name.
Okay.
I understand it. He's got multiple rings. He's done it at a non-traditional power, and he's done it. He's had a bit of a revival. I know that upsets you.
But are we to the gold watch stage where, you know, lifetime achievement award?
Made the playoff last year. Rico, I'm just dealing in what's going on. Now, do I like his aw shucks routine? No, I want to slap him in the face. But he's a top 10 coach.
Okay.
I know.
This is Dan Lanning.
Yes.
This is how I feel about him.
Yes. No, there's one name. He says it. I'm gone.
Number two, Ryan Day.
The hair dye bothers me. But he just won the national title. But Ryan,
So you can't win as a ginger, but no, you can win with Coco Bean
but
number five.
My problem with Ryan Day is personal. Would it inconvenience you to beat Michigan? You rat bastard. Can you beat Michigan? Please, God.
Think about this.
You rat. Beat Michigan. Less hair dye. More Michigan.
He just won a national title.
But he didn't beat Michigan.
And Mike, I believe if he loses to Michigan again, they're going to be people saying fire him.
No, just make him go gray with grace. Enough. Salt and peppers in, Ryan. Let it happen. All right, next.
Number one.
Jerome Moore.
I gave Kenny a preview of number one, and he is not happy about it. It is Kirby Smart.
Okay, as long as you didn't say Brian Kelly, stay in the room, so that's fine. Yeah. I'll let Kenny speak on this.
Kirby is, after further review behind the glass, Kirby is fine at number one. I don't take huge issue with it, but
for now,
one more year like that, you might not be in the top five. I said it.
Also, long hair with a visor. It's got to stop.
He's the Dr. Pepper guy from the commercials when he was
Larry.
The
Larry Pepper or whatever. Yeah, Larry Culpepper.
Yeah, he has the visor on. He has the dumb hair.
If you have long hair, why are you wearing a visor? Like, I hate when he takes it off during a game and it molds to his head. It's the most ridiculous look in the world. Or he wears the visor. You're in the Georgia Dome. Georgia Dome. Dome. Indoors.
Inside.
Visor. I mean, why?
It has the outline around his skull when he takes it off.
He's probably got a deal with visor company. Now, you know one who has an opportunity to crack this top 10 this year, if he does it right, is Lincoln Riley. Because he had success. Yeah. He went to USC, and he kind of got in over his head.
You want another one? And I think they're going to have a really, really big season. Billy Napier.
Oh.
Go from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Man,
Florida.
He was supposed to be fired.
But he did a damn good job last year. And if you can get Florida back.
You're right.
Can you be number one with that many driving violations?
Wow.
Honest question.
All right, you know, driving school.
And that is our college football plans.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, systems, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.